Welcome back to Basic Crypto. Today, Nate, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about stable coins.
Okay.
What are they? I know we talked about Dogecoin and meme coins. Now, what is a stable coin?
Yep. Yeah, Dogecoins, meme coins, they were the last podcast that we released. Definitely got some traction on the old social media.
Very controversial.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know. I'll stay away from it for right now. But anyway, so what do you know about stablecoins?
I know you've mentioned them in the past as far as something that you, if you were invested in one, let's say Bitcoin, and you wanted to transfer it through something that's equivalent to a dollar, from what you've said, that it just stays at one price. Is that right?
Yeah, so stable coins do stay at $1, which is hence the stable aspect of the coin. And also, stable coins technically are tokens. They aren't coins necessarily. Some of them, I guess, can be made into coins or coins. And the difference between a coin and a token, in a very, very summed up generic sense, is coins are what run on a specific blockchain and how like a blockchain works. It uses coins to run. And then tokens are run on top of that. So if you think about it as a highway system and you have a bunch of cars that are running on the highway system, every car has the ability to be an Uber. And so whatever travels inside of that Uber would be a token, but the actual car itself would be the coin. So okay. Ethereum, ETH is the coin, and any smart contract that runs on the Ethereum blockchain would be a token.
Okay.
All right. So that's what I mean. Just saying really briefly between coins and tokens, there is a difference. And so stable coins, the ones that I'm talking about, and you know, to my knowledge, there is no stable coin that is actually a coin. It is because it doesn't have like its own blockchain. It runs on top of other blockchains, and therefore it would be called a token. And the main ones that I'm going to talk about, the ones that I've researched and like know about, are Tether, USDC, and DAI. Okay. Those are the three stable coins that like I'm kind of going to stay around.
Okay.
Or use as my examples. But so have you ever heard of Tether before?
I've heard of Tether, but I don't think I've ever heard of, I have heard of USDC, but what is the difference between all three of those?
Okay. So Tether and USDC are both one-to-one backing. So essentially the way that you can create a stable coin, let me back up. The purpose of a stable coin is so that you can be in this digital world of these blockchains and everything, and you can move money and trade money around, right?
Right.
So you have Ethereum, you have Bitcoin, and you want to like take $10 of your Ethereum and cash it out and make it into $10 of Bitcoin, but you don't want to quite do it yet because you think Bitcoin's going to go down or something like that. Like, but you can't take it out because it's going to take like 3 days to get to your bank account. Like, so what do? You put it into a coin that's going to have a locked price that's not going to change. When it comes to Tether specifically, Tether is what they essentially say that they are doing is every dollar that you put into their algorithm or their bucket, they are going to create a Tether. And that Tether is, and forever how many Tethers that there are, that is how many dollars that they have in their bank account. And so there's technically a one-to-one ratio. You put $10 in, you will always be able to get $10 back because they are just holding that $10 for you.
Okay.
Now, while they are holding that $10 for you, they might earn interest on it, which is how they would make money in theory. But that's the thought. Tether specifically has been through a terrible reputation for having one-to-one because they have been like audited and stuff, and like people have asked for them to show proof that they have $60 billion in their bank accounts or $80 billion or whatever, however many tethers there are right now. And it's, and they haven't been able to. And they have like people, just a lot of sketchy stuff that happens in that organization. So personally, I do not recommend putting your money into Tether for any length of time or like holding it there. There's actually a lot of exchanges that use Tether to transact. So you can like go from other cryptocurrencies into Tether because Tether is very good at connecting those blockchains and creating tethers. And you know, mathematically speaking. And so if you want to use it, like sometimes it's kind of hard to avoid to use it. I have used it before. I do use it, but I can't consciously or you know, with a good heart recommend it, because I don't think that they are legit on the back end of things. And that if everybody at one point said, I want my tethers back into dollars, they, in theory, should be able to do that, right? Sure. But they, I don't think they can. So, creates problems. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the USDC, USDC is the same thing. The difference with USDC is that it's backed by a different organ or a few different organizations, and they have put forth the financials to show that they have a backing of 1-to-1. Circle is the leader of that, I believe, and I don't know all the names of everything, but Coinbase is another big name that's involved with USDC, and USDC has done, they've just done a lot to be super transparent and upfront that, like, yes, this is a 1-to-1 backing. Every dollar that goes in, there's a dollar that's locked. And they are also on a lot of different blockchains. They're on the Stellar network. They're on the Ethereum network. And so it's a more versatile coin. And I think that it will eventually take over. Tether's the number one stable coin right now. And USDC is number two. Tether's like at like $40 or $60 billion. It's up there in that. And USDC is like, I believe, down in like the $15 to $20 billion range. So. And that all those numbers change a lot based on where money's being pushed inside the market. So,
and then what about DAI?
So DAI, that is, as I understand it, is an algorithmically stabled coin. So there's actually no like 1-to-1 backing that's anywhere. What they do is if you buy DAI, it will mint coins and burn coins based on the value of DAI to keep it at a dollar, right?
Okay.
So if there is, you know, 10,000 coins that exist and there's only $9,000 that is present, like in the pot, essentially, they're going to burn 1,000 coins.
Oh, okay.
So that, boom, now it's down to a dollar for every coin that exists, and that's what the value is. For every dollar that's in there, there's a value of one coin or whatever, how many coins there are, and it can be inflated to a crazy number or whatever, but it's that's the thought, is that algorithmically the computer balances the books, really, to make sure that it stays that way. And the benefit of DAI is that it is truly decentralized. Okay. or an algorithmically stable coin is that it's truly decentralized. It's run by a computer. There's no like banks that are involved. There's no, you know, Circle's not involved, Coinbase, Tether, nobody's involved. Nobody's holding your dollars. You don't have to trust anybody. It's all run on the algorithm.
Yeah.
The downside of that is that sometimes the algorithm doesn't catch up. So a lot of times it's done pretty well, but if you have $1 billion in there or whatever, and it drops by 0.01%, you know, by a penny, right? Well, you just lost like $1 million, you know?
Yeah.
And then on the flip side, if it goes up by a penny, you just made $1 million.
So essentially, to sum everything up, Tether is kind of, it's good, but it's kind of sketchy at the same time. It seems like USDC is the one to go to if you need to transfer money to a stable coin or transfer other cryptocurrencies to that if you're looking for investment opportunities.
So the good thing that USDC, or honestly, what you want to watch for is something that would be federally backed, because that means that it would then be federally regulated. And right now, nothing is federally backed. USDC has had talks with the US government of like, hey, do this, you know, like back us, because like, look at all these financials. It runs on the Stellar network. It's, you know, the transactions are super low cost and everything. Like, back it. We have made something that works, so implement it. But it just hasn't happened yet.
Man, I can't wait for the day when something happens with federal, the government and cryptocurrency. I wonder what will happen in that realm. But anyway,
there are two other ones that I do want to mention, and that is a commodity backed stablecoin and a crypto backed stablecoin, which is essentially there is a physical, for the commodity backed, there is a physical commodity that is making it $1. So if you wanted to, you could trade in your Tether gold for physical gold. Like, and you could go to, you know, the headquarters of wherever in Singapore or whatever the, this, you know, I think it's like DigiX or DigiGold is one of the coins and or whatever. You could go to their headquarters and trade in, however, you know, for a physical dollar of gold. Oh. And so that's the thought there. And then there's also the crypto backed stable coin, which essentially does the same thing that it's doing, but it's doing in the digital space with cryptocurrency. I don't completely understand the crypto backed stuff and how it would work if everything like went to zero. So, and I think that in theory, like it wouldn't work if everything went to zero, but I'm not going to claim to know that. I just know that there is a type of stable coin that does that. And so the, really the best one in my mind, and this is my opinion coming in here for everybody that's listening. The best one in my mind is 1-to-1 backed. And if it can be federally, regulated and backed, that would be the best one to go with.
Yeah.
But nothing like that exists, especially on the federal side, because the Federal Reserve actually isn't really a fan of stable coins because there is no regulation. So you're able to go from Bitcoin into a stable coin and then back into Bitcoin without the feds even knowing about it, right?
Right.
Because it's decentralized and they don't like that and they always want their dollars in between, because the in-between, you know, if you go from a stock right now, okay, and you go to a fiat dollar and then you go back into another stock, that can be taxed because you can be taxed on the gains of that other stock. And I know that there is probably some ways to do it inside of like a Roth IRA or something like that, but you know, you get the premise, like the government still wants their fingers and stuff.
Right.
And so it's just a matter of time before that happens.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But the benefit of stable coins is that you can get out of the volatility, but stay inside the digital space. Mm-hmm. That's just one of them. And there's a lot of other benefits to it. Sending stuff across, you know, overseas so that it stays at a US dollar, doesn't change. The fees of stable coins, a lot of different things. But they will be a huge benefit in the future. And so definitely keep your eye on them and, you know, make sure that it is one that is fairly well known before you put your money in it. Because another thing with like USDC is like it runs on the Ethereum network, or it runs on, you know, Polygon, or it runs on a lot of different networks, you know, Stellar network. And so you're able to stake it and they would then earn you Ether or earn you more USDC, earn you percentages, because, you know, it's staking. And yeah. And so you could, in theory, put your dollars into a staking pool. They would stay $1 at stable and they would earn you like 4 or 5%. So I do think that there is definitely a big future for stable coins, and I'm excited to see what happens with them.
Yeah. Seems like there's a lot of use for it.
For sure. If you guys have any questions about stable coins, definitely let us know in the comments below. Shoot me a tweet, whatever. And yeah, thanks for watching, guys. Or thanks for listening.
Or whatever you want to do. Yeah.